Welcome to the flatbread section. Now, I don't really mean flatbread. What I mean is breads that are lovely and open and light and joyous to eat, but that are flatter in their shape. Now, I know, as much as anyone, that it would be very exciting to skip forward and go to working on the retarded or the ambient ball right now. And I know it's something that I would be tempted to do if I was doing this course, but I don't want you to skip forward. I would like you to follow the program and make sure that you are making these flatbreads. There are two reasons I need you to make these, or three. So, the first reason is I am teaching you dough handling skills. When you start getting up and you've just started baking, you start getting up to working with the ambient and retarded balls, you will need to have some basic handling skills for your dough. And a good way to practice getting confident with a scraper, turning your dough out, getting dough on your hands, and appreciating the nuances of how to cut and shape dough, start with flatbreads. So pita breads, pizzas even. I will count those as part of your dough handling techniques. All of those lovely cutting, shaping and moving dough around have the advantage of building you skills and getting your hands used to something that will become very clear when you start handling higher hydration dough later on in the course. The second reason I'm teaching you flatbreads is because I think that one of the things that's misunderstood about sourdough is that it has such versatility and that it can be applied to many other breads. And sometimes, not always, I get students who get very fixated on the Instagrammable ball. This is the only thing that people think about when it comes to sourdough. And yet some of the everyday things that we eat, like those pita breads, become incredibly useful, delicious, quick, easy and nourishing breads that we can incorporate into our everyday. And some of the whole grain ones really begin to deliver on those prebiotics. And what that does is it helps to build a positive community within your gut. Your gut can transform the fiber into something we call short-chain fatty acids, and that lines the gut wall. And so what that means is, as you are slowly building up the positive microbes in your gut, some of the less broken down breads become easier to digest because you have built an army and a protective wall around your gut that will mean that as you come to perhaps the ambient French ball, that your gut is better able and better equipped to deal with slightly higher levels of gluten. This is especially important for people who have come because they're looking to improve their gut health and their ability to enjoy everyday food. So these breads have the advantage of bringing in higher levels of fibre and whole grain and helping to build a really lovely community of positive microbes in your gut. The third reason that I am encouraging you to make the flatbreads is because you're building a routine. Baking is about fitting into your everyday. And when you first start and you skip straight to the more complicated breads, you can actually become quite stressed about it. And I've had students who've talked about the fact that they feel a bit overwhelmed by it. It hasn't gone very well. They don't feel that they're doing breads that are as Instagrammable or as big and puffy and beautiful as they would want to. But this is a one-year course and you are better equipped to tackle the more complicated breads if you have built yourself those skills. So it takes the stress out of it by building up your skill set slowly. I think if you bring these breads into your everyday, then you will learn that as you start making the balls, that the building up of the starter means that you can incorporate a program that you do a flatbread, then a cake, and then a ball. And then if you want to, you can go on to do something with pastry. Because what you're doing each time you refresh your starter, you're building up those microbes. But in doing so, and by baking these flatbreads, you'll realise that this is a wonderfully quick and delicious way to use your discard as the inoculant, because your discard is lovely and bubbly and gorgeous. So I never bake one ball. I always bake a pancake, a flatbread, a cake, a ball, and then if I want to, I then go on to a pastry. It's like going up a notch each time. So my baking schedule generally starts on a Wednesday and ends with a ball on a Saturday or Sunday. I hope that makes sense to you. Enjoy the flatbreads and do share them on your social media as well as with your friends and neighbours.